That we have a couple of quick announcements. One, Bob has the goals that we put up as a sheet, and he's going to pass it out. And Bob, what do we need? We want board members to do what with this?
Yeah, this is a consolidation of the brainstorming we did on Friday about goals for the year. So we agreed to pick the top four. We didn't actually say if we just put four check marks or rank them. But,
okay. So please do that tonight. Don't lose this paper. So give it back to Bob in the morning. Now, we also have several motions on political statements that we wanted to make. And AC and Margaret, this concerns you. AC and Margaret.
What?
AC, Margaret, Wendy, Thomas each had motions. Prescott and Byrd moved to add the resolution on Haiti. Shrell on censorship of journalists. Ruffin on Troy Anthony Davis, Prescott on Lieutenant Aaron Watada, and Byrd on support of congressional resolution in support in opposition.
Haiti?
Yes, that was the first thing I said. So what we need, hang on, what we need from you guys is to get language and have written down what you want in two ways. One, the statement of intent, and two, the actions, i.e., what you want us to say about it. And secondly, what you want us to do about it, i.e. an editorial or whatever. Then we'll collate those and put them into a single motion. The next thing is, so we need that first thing tomorrow morning so we can have it ready by the action items. So if you want that dealt with, we need those motions in writing so we can get them to people. The other thing is Richard Uzzell is willing to be our recording secretary during our executive session. He has produced some remarkable minutes already from yesterday's session, which helped me keep track of everything. Is there any objection to him serving, if he agrees to confidentiality, of being our recording secretary in that session?
No.
There's no objection. Okay, great. Lastly, we finished tonight at 10:15, just about. We were supposed to start at 9 a.m. and end at 9. So we really went over our schedule by about 15 minutes over the course of the day, but we started so late. We can't afford to do that tomorrow. So please make a point of being at the van by 8:30. Those vans... I understand that, but the vans were waiting at 8:30, and we just have to get out. Otherwise, we're not going to be able to get through our business. I'm already expecting problems getting through our business tomorrow because I'll be surprised if we get out of our executive session on time. So whatever you can do, let's do. And with that, a couple of last announcements.
Can we just compromise to 9 because we started an hour late today, so we have a party to go to tonight.
Yeah, no. I really don't think we can afford to do that.
No.
I think realistically that will be more likely.
It's not realistic to set these artificial things when we're going to be 20 people checking out.
Okay, my concern is that if we agree, my concern is yes, Donna.
I will see about checking that out.
Oh, okay.
Okay. But the concern is if we agree that 9 is when it starts, when it's going to start is 9:30.
No.
Okay, so that's what you're saying is you want to be at the vans at 9 a.m.
Yes.
Be in here by 9:30 and stop at 9:30 sharp?
Yes.
Can I see the number of hands of people who want that as opposed to starting earlier? And risk having to defer our business?
Yes.
Okay, all those who would like to start as scheduled please, and are willing to be here at that time, please raise your hand. Well, that's not two-thirds in favor of changing the time. And that's our agenda. Then those are the people who are going to do the business as soon as we get it. We have a target to start at that time. Yes, Margaret.
Yeah, just a quick announcement on the anti-war news on the anti-war rallies today, Washington, D.C. The report of numbers is anywhere from 150 to 500,000, depending on who you talk to. Los Angeles also had quite a good turnout of several thousand people. The thing that I did want to announce is that the stepmother of Lieutenant Watada on the platform in Washington, D.C. collapsed. She suffered from a stroke. We've had people at the hospital with her. The results are is that she's really improving very rapidly from where she was when she went in. She is now speaking, recognizing people, etc. So all of you please send good thoughts and energy if you know the court martial is coming up.
Anybody that needs a ride to the party, we should get him.